late.
Nick's late. Nick is 1 minute Nick's late. We're adding it to the spreadsheet. I have one tardy. Stoff has two.
5:58. I don't have two.
No, I have two. Stoff has one. Now Nick has one.
One due to traffic.
It's only been Adam's fault every time.
That is true.
What do you mean it's only been my fault?
It's been your fault every time.
There was traffic, but Nick, you said that we still should be on the list just to keep it fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a fight about it
for
later.
For traffic.
Just for traffic.
Parentheses traffic.
You got a T, a little T.
If you don't have a parentheses, you're fucked.
What the point is, folks, is that we're incredibly disciplined.
We're making this a business.
It's we're trying to be business-like about this. We're wearing Giorgio Armani suits.
Oh, yeah. I am, anyway.
Stav is.
Stav's
wearing a bathing suit.
That's right.
Nick and I are in three-piece.
I got to get more Adidas shorts.
Yeah, they're great, dude. With the zipper pockets.
What is this? These are the terry cloth ones with the zipper pockets.
The good shit, dude.
And I get points back for buying.
When you buy Adidas?
Yeah, three times points on Adidas shit.
Did you select what you get three times on?
Do you know about this?
No.
You go to Chase, you go to Ultimate Rewards page.
Yes.
And then you go down to Shop Through Chase. And then
oh
it
my
lists.
God.
Some of that shit is like you get 12 bonus points for every dollar spent.
Oh.
Yeah.
For Adidas, 3-1?
Adidas is 3-1.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's better than travel.
It changes, yeah. Some of them, it's like 6-1.
Good Lord. Good fucking Lord
on
earth.
Dude. That's amazing.
Yeah, I bought a bunch of toner. I have 10 years worth of toner now.
For your laser printer.
For my laser printer.
Is toner not ink? What is toner?
It is ink. It's just
ink,
what they call it.
But it's for a laser printer.
Oh.
It costs like $70 a fucking...
It's a ripoff. Yeah. I might actually buy some from you secondhand.
What, toner?
From that box. If you got too much.
There's going to be a markup.
I'll give you a couple of bucks on the package.
There's going to be significant markup.
What do you mean significant?
I'm foreseeing significant market forces acting.
I bought a printer to be more business-like, and it's just been sitting there looking
Why?
At me.
Why? What the fuck do you need to print?
Oh, you know.
Vinny needs to stop texting.
A list of guys that you want to have sex with?
Who needs to stop texting you?
Vinny.
What did he text you?
Oh,
now?
Yeah. I stopped responding.
Bro, I'm so excited to be alive. It's like, it's just nothing, but he's like, it's all this, like, he's so happy that, like, he got, some people are paying attention to him for 2 seconds.
Oh, fuck, dude. Mm-hmm. Go buy his shirt. He's trying to sell
what
shirts.
What does his shirt look like?
Now? It just says Scumbag Vinny on it.
Really?
I'm like, yeah.
Salute, man.
I kind of...
A titan of industry.
I would take one for free and wear it.
I would wear one at cost.
At cost. You can't trust what Vinny says cost is.
That's true. I want to see receipts.
Bro, I'm making like $1 on these shirts. It's a great deal.
I thought he had a shirt that was like something about Big Mouth or something. Like he's
from
referencing
our podcast,
the joke.
No, that's getting sad. Now this is making me
whatever,
sad.
Man.
What you expected more out of Scumbag Vinny?
No, I guess not.
Yeah. You know how Vinny said Bagel Boss should keep fighting people to keep his profile up?
I thought that was a good idea.
There was another one. Some guy attacked him
at
a casino.
It's him kicking some drunk guy in a casino.
But it only had 200 retweets.
I know. He fights the way I would fight, like you fight in elementary school.
Yeah.
Which is chasing someone around, kicking their shins, being like, do something.
Yeah.
Well, that's a product of his size, right?
Yeah, I guess.
He's like 4'8".
But, dude, this is going to be
about,
so sad.
He's maybe an inch or two shorter than you, Adam.
Yeah, you guys are pretty similar.
You said
height.
Shorter. At least you said shorter.
Yeah, so you're 5 feet tall. Me and Stav are 6'9".
Well, it would be 4'10" if he was 4'8".
Me and Stav together are easily 7.5 feet.
Yeah.
Together, that is true.
But we're, I mean...
Individually, you guys are oompa loompas.
We're 7.5 foot tall friends that go out for lunch
yes,
together.
Yes, yeah.
So we're together.
The eye line
we're together.
Is drawn to 7 foot two.
We're together, comma, 7 foot half.
Yeah, yeah. It feels good to be tall.
Yeah.
To be tall.
Mm-hmm. I just went to Moscot and I told the eye exam doctor, whatever happens, I want the glasses to make me feel tall. So I'm wearing the wrong prescription now, but the ground looks so far away and I feel so powerful.
Oh, okay. It's like zoomed out. It's like looking through binoculars the wrong way.
Yeah, I ran over a family driving home.
Because your death reception is off. Away.
Because of, and the police let me go.
Yeah.
Because I said because
you're wearing
it's a disability.
Because I have I have glasses on.
You have body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
I just put on that the Vanga Boys song and I told them I was the Six Flags guy. And they're like, it's an honor to meet you, sir. Sir,
Thank you for your service.
I was one of the men who died in the towers, and I want to say it's an honor to meet you.
That could be a career goal of yours, Stav, like to lose the weight to be the new Six Flags dancing old man.
Yeah, maybe.
Joe, that got Officer Pantaleo or whatever, they got to kill Eric Gardner and she, like, got fired or whatever. I would love if he did like a public statement where he's like, fine, I guess I'll just go die in the towers. And, and then he goes down to like ground zero and just like, just like increases his, the pressure in his head until trying to kill himself, trying to pass out.
I bet you could do that.
Yeah.
If you're an Italian with high enough blood pressure.
Yeah.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'll just die here then. Then will you respect me?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, we won't.
Yeah. I was driving and I was waiting in traffic the other
day. Damn, that man is never going to have to buy a fucking deli sandwich on Long Island ever again.
Yeah. I was waiting.
He's going to have a nice retirement.
Yeah, yeah.
I was waiting in traffic and I was in the second to leftmost lane and there was just like mad traffic and the lane next to me was open. So I go to like, you know, switch lanes and in the morning. It's dead stop. There's a guy in a fucking like AMG behind me. And, like, we both go to, like, go into that lane at the same time, but I'm just in front of him. Like,
right.
Obviously, everyone's going to try and go into
yes.
it. And this guy loses his mind and starts speeding through the bike lane and then fucking,
oh,
like,
a
cuts
surface
me
street.
Off. And it's like, all right. I
you
guess.
Were in for what? You did absolutely
in front
nothing
of him.
Wrong.
He cut, and then he's, like, freaking out in his car in his middle. But it's just some fucking Italian guy, and he starts spitting out of the window. And I'm just like, we're just laughing at him. He's like, Mom, fuck about him, about him. Just spitting.
Spitting out the window.
Incredible, dude. Wow. Marking his territory.
Yeah.
In Boston, I almost got, shouts out there when he came out to Boston, by the way. Thank you. Cityside Comedy, that shit rocked. But on my way there, I don't know how fucking shitty the traffic is in like downtown Boston.
Also, if you brought one of my shirts to Stav's show to have him sign it, you owe me extra money.
No one did that.
Yes, they did. No. I heard from numerous people.
No one did
What
that.
Did you sign?
I signed nothing. I signed just nothing. I'm like, here's my thing. Here's what I'll sign. Double D's
mm-hmm.
with my tongue.
Oh, yeah.
I have a tongue.
Happy Gilmore style.
That's right. But I got some fucking fat old man tried to cut me off in Boston, and I fucking lost it on his ass. But he was just a fat, bald man in a Hawaiian shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It was just me fighting with future me.
Yeah, a lot of screaming. A
lot of scream. Well, he didn't want the smoke, dude. He could tell I was an alpha, dude.
Yeah.
He could see me, dude. He could tell I had taken a couple yoga classes.
I miss driving that truck because, like, you would just cut people off and then watch them have, like, a fucking meltdown. It's like, go ahead, I'll hit you with this truck. I do not give a shit about this truck. If you want to get into a game of lane chicken with me, I will run over your car.
I'm not even technically liable.
And then I'll get out of the truck and leave the damage and be like, I guess I'm off work. I guess I finished work early today.
Yeah. Didn't you guys do some damage? Allegedly?
Nick allegedly did some damage when we were picking up a second truck.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first time I ever worked that
in
job.
Midtown.
The first time I ever worked that job, I was working with a guy. And, like, we were pulling out of the lot, and he's like, you know, you hit something. He's like, you're supposed to stop. Like, as he's saying it, he takes the corner too hard and just destroys the back of this minivan. He's like, okay, well, I guess maybe I'll pull over. And then he's like looking in the mirror as we're driving. We're just continuing to drive away. He's looking in the mirror. He's like, I guess a couple people saw. They'll take care of it. I was like, what do you mean they'll take care of it? And he's like, they probably got the plates and stuff.
Yeah, they got the plates. It's all right. They'll get the info back. It'll get back to them.
They'll figure it. They'll put it together.
I took a side mirror off while I was driving a van full of children.
Yeah.
When I volunteered in college.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, nobody snitch.
Yeah.
And they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
They loved being in on some criminal activity.
Yeah, I mean,
what
that kind of
with
shit,
all them kids?
That would happen, like, all the fucking time on the truck. Is like, mirrors would come off.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking,
yeah.
And that's, like, you know, I mean, nobody's nobody's stopping for that. I talked to one of the guys I worked with. I'm like, do you stop? And he's like, yeah, one time I hit a guy.
That's the threshold.
Yeah, he's like, the mirror fucking like knocked some old guy out.
Oh my god!
As he's like turning the corner, he's like fucking knocked, and he's like, "I got out." I'm like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And he was like, "Oh, it's fine." I was like, "All right, later."
I'm sure he did not say it's fine.
Yeah, he didn't stop. He ran over that old man.
The guy is dead for a fact.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a car accident? Like a fucking.
Yeah, I got in a car accident the day after I got my car.
I've been in a bunch of car accidents.
Really?
Yeah.
What are some of the most memorable ones?
It's really scary, dude.
No, not really. You're just a...
Yeah, I guess
that
it's
half
if you're
a second where you know you're about to crash.
P-O-U-S-I-E.
Okay, all right.
A pussy.
A pussy.
You are French pussy.
My name is...
That I fill with bleu cheese.
My name is Giancarlo Pussy Chance. And I roll my dice made out of diamonds to decide whether or not I take a pussy at gunpoint. If it draws 1 through 3, she will be taken.
The rape dice?
Yeah.
Antonio, what was the
Maybe
name?
I roll my rape dice. I just want the boy and his mother. The boy is a Jedi, and I just want him and the freedom of his mother. Well, the boy you can have, but maybe I rape first. I will roll my rape cube. You will not rape
Do
the boy.
Do not rape him.
Do not rape the boy.
Do not taste his ass.
Your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me.
Why didn't they work on him? Because he was Jewish?
Yeah, we're impervious to Jedi mind tricks.
Qui-Gon, what's the problem? The boy is owned by a man named Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, I thought of a cover, a Jeffrey Epstein song.
Yeah.
All that he wants was sex with a baby.
Yeah, he's Jeffrey Epstein.
He's Jeffrey Epstein. All that he wants is another baby. Yeah. Oh.
That's
good.
That
kind of thing. Also, I didn't read it at all, but I saw a headline that Ace of Base is Nazis. Is that real?
They're Swedish. I didn't know they were Nazis.
Could be, dude.
Or is it like a thing where it's like Nazis think they're like...
No, I don't think so. Because they're not the kind of thing that Nazis would think. It's all a bunch of shit like...
They're Aryan.
Yeah.
You know, their songs are...
That might be the funniest
fun.
Band to be secretly Nazis. Maybe Bare Naked Ladies. That'd
yeah,
be funny.
But they had
they
too much
Nazis.
Rap, you know?
That's true. What would be the funniest band to be Nazis? Let's see here.
Sorry, I had to look at Ed.
God, what?
Nothing. Shh. The funniest band to be Nazis.
Gooster.
Guster?
Guster.
That'd be good.
I don't know. Ween?
Ween. It's funny because neo-Nazis say the Holocaust didn't happen, but they also want it to happen, right?
Oh, I don't... I don't know if there's an overlap there. Shouldn't they be proud of it happening?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Deniers should be like, yeah, we got you, motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do it again. But it seems like they don't want that.
Yeah, that does seem like those two things run at odds.
We want to take your boy to a whites-only compound in the woods where he can use his powers to fight against the dark forces in the universe. The Jedi, we're Nazis.
No, we're the... Yeah.
But we're good now because we live in a world with white slavery. So now we are a force for good.
No, they had Samuel L. Jackson.
My original name was Brendan Johnson, but I had to change it to Qui-Gon Jinn to trick the Chinese.
Yeah, that was a Chinese last name.
Yeah, no, the whole name is Chinese.
Qui-Gon Jinn, yeah.
Damn, I never considered that. I thought it was Jedi, but... Yeah. If I met a fucking 5'4 guy that was...
Yeah, George Lucas was like, how about we do diversity by having the main character of this movie be another fish Japanese, be some kind of octopus that speaks in heavily accented Chinese.
Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You will not get away with this.
Right. They're like, no, let's just put a normal person in there. You can keep the dumb name, but yeah, what the fuck is Qui-Gon Jinn?
Damn, I forgot. My mom's at JFK right now.
We're doing what?
Homegirl's going to
Greece. She's going to Greece?
Yep.
Are you going to see her out there?
I will. We're going to link up.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm excited. My cousin's in a play, dude. I'm about to see my man on the stage.
In Greece?
Yeah. He's in the play with, like, a really famous Greek comedian, but Greek comedy is, like...
trash.
It's, like, they still do blackface. Like, there's, like, the guy's biggest character is a gypsy, and he literally puts on, like, light blackface to play him. And he plays, like, a woman and a gay guy. Like, it's awesome.
Oh, he does characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does very, very nuanced characters.
When I was in Montreal, when that night we stayed at the hotel, I saw... Quebecois stand up.
Nice.
And there was a guy that just had like a belt with six beers on it. Hell, and he's just speaking French, and everyone was loving it. He was like, there, I guess they're Larry the Cable Guy.
Jean-Luc Lacable.
Yeah.
Lacable.
It is really cool to see rednecks speaking French, you know.
Yeah.
You assume that they're such a refined people based on how the French are depicted.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because the French high society seemed like pedophiles, but what about the rednecks?
Probably. It goes all the way down and all the way up.
Yep, and they all hate Muslims too, French people.
Mm-hmm.
They got all those paintings and they're racist.
Yeah,
you look at gay-ass paintings all day, how are you going to be racist? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they smoke cigarettes, talk about existentialism, do bisexuality.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they probably suck their wife's boyfriend's dick.
Everything's in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they suck their wife's boyfriend's dick.
And they still don't. And they still think hijab should be banned.
There's a sex scene in a movie that took place in France that I jacked off to often growing
Let's
up.
Let's hear it.
It's called The Dreamers.
Oh my God, yeah. That's a all-timer.
That's one
Ava
of the best
Green
sex scenes
Michael
in it.
Michael Pitt.
What?
Huh? Ava Green and Michael.
Yes,
Pitt.
Ava Green, brother. Dude. Mm-hmm. Did she have hairy armpits in that?
I forget,
but you can see her entire.
She fucks her brother and she fucks the guy. Yeah. That's the weird part about the three.
Yeah, I had no idea what the plot was. Yeah,
I didn't know the plot.
You liked that there were two guys.
It's so funny that we all watched. We all watched the Bernardo Bertolucci movie at like 13.
Let me be clear. I did not watch the fucking movie.
Not
I watched clips on the internet.
Very famous.
There was no way.
Ava Green was perf.
We were both 7.5 feet tall watching clips. We had no time for watching
a whole.
It's a good movie.
Bernard,
it's not a bad movie.
Bernardo Tucci movies or whatever the fuck.
A Bertucci's movie.
Yeah, we were dunking.
I watched another.
Beating off the clips and dunking.
I watched another one of his movies recently about a mother and a son, and they hook up.
So this man just wants incest to happen.
He's yeah.
What
yeah.
did Ava Green do? Wasn't she like in something big, and then that? And then everyone's like, "Oh, by the way, she fucked."
Was
her
she a Bond girl
in a movie?
Yeah, she was in Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah!
I forget what else.
I watched
she did.
That in theater.
She was fine though.
I definitely jacked my little pecorino to that.
Your little
very,
pecorino
very small.
Romano.
Very
yeah,
small.
No.
Very small. Your penis is Raymond and mine is...
My tiny little cornichon.
Well, you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves my penis. Everyone hates your big, stupid penis.
Yeah, I would rather have a tiny, beloved penis.
My dick is cute.
Mine has his own comedy club now.
That's true. In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas. So how about that?
Yeah, I guess I'll settle for my little penis being a millionaire mm-hmm. and shit.
I got back into that... That fucking Hanway guy recently.
Who's Hanway?
That, you know, the practical unboxing katana video. I can't get enough of that.
That's
I
mean, when the internet was good, dude.
Yeah, it's still good.
Now everyone's arguing about Antifa with each other.
I don't...
That's not what everyone's doing.
I don't think most people know what Antifa is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think a lot of, like, parents that listen to...
Of course, you have to do the obligatory chop video. I have to make a video of me using the sword. The sword. I have to use the sword.
He's Dutch Homer Simpson.
It's tape. Yeah, him and his and that fucking gay family. What is the outside of the box say, Evan?
Wait, his family's in
this. His
videos?
Mom is making
his
video.
Little brother too, right?
And his little brother's there.
And he's mean to his little brother.
He's really mean to the little brother. Anything the little brother says, he's like, shh, Tyler. It's like 37. I mean, he was probably 17 years old when that video came out, and he already looked 38.
Yeah.
And he's like still uploading videos.
He's still making them, huh?
He's still making videos of him like playing Pokemon Snap.
What's the channel looking like?
Yeah.
Does he have traction? Does he make a living off YouTube?
Who?
Is he a YouTuber? This guy.
No, I don't know, but that original video probably has like 10 million views.
Oh, damn.
It is a truly legendary.
What do you get
video.
If you monetize that? Like $37?
Well, if he does ads on it, he probably does all right. Like a couple $100 every couple months.
You think so?
I don't know.
Off one video?
Who? I dated a girl once that got her head shaved.
No, you didn't.
No. Do you remember when girls were shaving their heads on the
side?
It was
a
like...
man with cancer.
No, it wasn't.
And Adam had to suck his penis to make him feel better about the medicine, the chemo medicine.
That's not what happened. Stop making up shit.
Dude, did you really do that?
Nick's being shady now.
I'm not being shady. Hold on.
That's shady.
I just got a call from St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
I'm just repeating things that I've heard.
It was actually not even a man with cancer. It was
I'm
a little
repeating
boy
stuff
with
I read on truth.com.
Truth.com, the anti-smoking
you know,
thing?
Yes. Smoking is bad for you. You could get cancer like this guy. He needed Adam to suck his dick.
That's rude and shady.
Yeah,
dude,
well, it's truth,
on truth.com.
It's truth.com.
Truth.com.
What is truth.com? Don't smoke. And Israel controls the United States government. Those are the two things we cover here at truth.com is that smoking kills and Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad agent that was funded by U.S. tax dollars.
What his girl Ghislaine or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, yeah,
it's Ghislaine. They don't. Yeah, none of the you don't pronounce any of the letters.
Does she merit us pronouncing her name correctly?
You know, it's funny. You saw that picture of her at In-N-Out.
Yeah, yeah, with the book.
It's fake.
It's not real.
And not only is it not real, you can look at archived pictures or archived copies of that article.
Uh-huh.
And when it first went up, it was like horrifically photoshopped. You can
really?
Like, yeah, there's like the all of like the brick behind her back in the second picture is all glitched.
That's crazy.
And then there's in the background there's a picture of a bus stop, and people found where that In-N-Out is because it's in the article or whatever.
It's in the valley.
And they in the bus stop there's a poster for the movie Good Boys, and somebody went there and they're like, well, that poster isn't there. And then they called the company that manages that bus stop advertising thing. They're like, yeah, we've never had a poster for Good Boys there. So that was photoshopped in there. And it's just this weird, like, disinformation campaign.
It was way too on the nose.
Because the day before that picture came
out,
they said
reading a fucking book about CIA guys getting killed.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not real.
Yeah, well, the day before it came out that she was in Boston living with a tech guy.
Mm. She could get it, though.
Ghislaine?
I would let her suck me off.
You know what? Because of her connection...
Well, it seems like it's a weird disinformation campaign, but really all she would have to do is be like, Jeffrey manipulated me.
Yeah, I was a slave too.
And then she would be on stage with Kamala Harris in like 3 weeks, you know, doing whatever dances, doing whatever stupid
shooting,
dance, whatever dumb dance they think is going to win the election this time. That's what we're going to try again, is a new dance.
Yep.
Because we're gonna sing Old Town Road with all of Jeffrey Epstein's associates on stage. We have Prince Andrew singing Old Town Road. We got a remix of it with Prince Andrew. And
Alan
it's kind of
Dershowitz.
Like a Band-Aid thing.
Yeah.
You know? We're doing like a Live Aid sort of thing. And
yo,
Alan Dershowitz and Prince Andrew and Kamala Harris.
Who's Prince Andrew?
Jussie Smollett.
He's the son of the Queen.
And he's what's-his-face's little brother? Charles?
Charles, I
Chucky's
think.
Little brother?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, and he's
so Charles
horny
is never
going to
be king,
for girls.
Right? Or he will when she dies?
Charles will be king. And then his son, William, will be king.
Mm. Nice.
And then the baby.
So Andrew is Chuck's bro who fucked kids. Is that who he is?
Yeah, Andrew fucks kids. Andrews, too, is like the Buckingham Palace. He retired from public life, and Buckingham Palace had to release a statement, which is like, they're the royal family. It's not like they have to worry about a re-election.
They can just say, like, right, it never happened. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they can just say, like, he likes fucking kids. There's nothing you can do about
it. Yeah,
he's
we're
the Prince
king
of England. It's like, what do you want to do? You're speaking the language that our family forced you to speak. Anyways. Yeah, so, but no, he's like, oh, he was appalled by the crimes Jeffrey Epstein's accused of.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's a picture of him at Jeffrey Epstein's house after all the charges, waving to an underage girl.
Is that real? I saw that, too. I thought that was a joke, too. Yeah, there's like a blurry-ass photo of him, like,
bye-bye.
Damn, dude.
I'll tell you what, if you like getting your dick hard normally,
with not children,
but you can't, instead of fucking kids, maybe try a little pill.
That's right.
A magic
so to be clear,
pill.
We're asking the people. Here's who we're asking to use this product.
Maybe if,
adults,
maybe if Jeffrey
pedophiles
Epstein and Prince Andrew had tried Blue Chew
with adult women
instead of
or
the,
men,
the systematic global rape of hundreds of children.
Because they weren't doing it for sex; they were doing it for power.
They were doing it for power.
Yeah,
you know.
So if you want a powerful cock,
that's what that show Power is about.
50 Cent raping people, yeah, raping children.
Yeah, 50 Cent being like, yeah, you know, the show's called Power because it's not about, you know, sex. It's about, you know, how's he? He like clenches his teeth.
Yeah,
know.
He talked like this.
He's got,
that's pretty good.
Know,
a little bit like this.
Yeah. Well, not yet. Not anymore. Not
no,
yet.
No, I lost. It. Sorry.
For a second. He don't like these.
No, he don't like these.
I'm using Blue Chew. From Blue Chew.
Yeah, 50 Cent here from Blue Chew.
Do not be a pedophile.
She do not be a pedophile because I took a Blue Chew and she said my penis is so hard I must want to get foam. And she fuck my ass and say, look how much your little penis likes it. Okay, Miguel, we're real sorry about that, but did you take the Blue Chew? But she said it was candy.
Case dismissed. This
case
man
dismissed.
So if you're a woman who wants to rape a man,
yeah,
you could also buy Blue Chew.
Rape,
I guess.
If you like sex, you'll love Blue Chew. You and your partner will love taking a Blue Chew pill. That's what they call in a case like that. Is there's the perpetrator and then their partner in crime.
The PIC.
The partner in crime.
But yes, to reiterate, actually, we don't want the people that paid us to endorse a product to do any crimes.
Yeah,
pedophilic.
Or if you like sex, you'll like Blue Chew.
Sexual.
It's
in
a
nature.
Performance enhancement for the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Enzyte Bob?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That was fake. That
He's
was
a fucking lying piece
that was
of
just
shit.
Dangerous chemicals. And that guy ended up, you know what happened to that actor?
What happened?
He killed himself.
Yeah. The guilt of fucking
what a tragedy.
Lying to so many people with soft cocks got to him.
He had to blow his brains out.
The telltale soft cock.
He was investigating a story. And then in the last minute decided to kill himself rather than meet with the sources. Do you know about that story? There's a guy named Danny Casolaro.
Mm-mm.
No.
That he was researching this story about the State Department stealing this like software from this guy who accused the State Department of stealing it or whatever. Doesn't matter. So this guy, but like the case opened up and this guy Casolaro is looking into it. And then it implicates, like, these deep state actors and, like, some pretty shady shit.
Yeah.
So he goes out, he starts getting threatening phone calls. His housekeeper is like, yeah, no, people are threatening to kill him all the time. And then he's like, you have to go to Martinsburg, West Virginia to meet, like, a source for the story. And while he's out there, he checks in his motel and he's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to slash my wrists and not leave a note.
Yep.
So that's how that story ends. Is
yep.
He decided while in the middle of doing something,
yes,
he's like, let me just put this off for a second and kill myself.
If only Danny Castellano or whatever had Blue Chew.
If only because
then he would have fucked a pretty woman in his hotel and not killed himself.
And suicide is on the rise in this country, and 45% of it is related to soft cocks.
To having a soft penis.
Because they know that
some
once
people
you die, your cock goes hard.
Yes.
It's their only option. mortis.
The chewables from Blue Chew can be taken on a full and empty stomach. They know that because during the autopsy of Danny Kessler, they found he, all he had ingested was Blue Chew, and his penis was completely hard.
Oh, he had taken it.
Yeah. The online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than the other two, Viagra and Cialis. It only takes a few minutes to connect to the BlueChew.com affiliated physician. If you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. They actually will send the doctor to your house to prescribe you whatever you like.
He'll put your cock in his mouth.
Yeah. The doctor gets you hard. The doctor will suck you off.
This doctor is a head expert.
Dr. Adam Friedland.
What are you talking about? My parents would be so happy.
Yeah.
If you were Adam's a doctor that sucked people's cocks.
A doctor?
Adam's got a job as a doctor now. They're saying he's needs money for knee pads for his new doctor job. They're saying medical school sucked him dry with finances, and he needs to borrow my rollerblading knee pads. As you know, as Adam's father, I rollerblade everywhere I go.
Yeah, it's.
I never stop rollerblading.
He's worried about his carbon footprint. Why shame a man for
I would love to see
being
your
emissions
dad,
free?
Your dad berating you in full rollerblading gear.
Just gliding back and forth.
Not even
wearing spandex.
Sitting at the dinner table wearing rollerblades and full rollerblading gear, the helmet on. You've got to change your life choices.
Mm-hmm.
The years he spent.
So Dr. Adam Friedland will come suck your dick for Blue Chew.
It ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. The chewables from Blue Chew are prescribed online by a doctor and made in the USA. Unlike fucking, you know,
other dick pills.
Other shit.
Chinese ass pills.
You want to fucking take... Listen, before I had Blue Chew, I used to take Indian research chemicals that I got off of the internet, and they gave me the worst headaches of my life. Mm. Now, Blue Chew, my cock gets hard, very little headache.
Very little dick.
No.
Oh, headache. chew it and do it, folks. So here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use promo code CUMTOWN. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BLUECHEW.com, promo code CUMTOWN.
Oh, yeah. And listen, if your dick is going to be hard, bring it to Oakland on the 24th, this fucking weekend. I'm coming. Buy your tickets, stavi.biz/tour. And then I'm in Seattle on the 29th, Portland on the 30th. Just announced Philly on the 21st, and then Fort Wayne and Indianapolis on the 27th and 28th of September. And go see my boy Adam.
We got a second show. First show is sold out, so get tickets for the 9:30 at the Lodge Room on the 29th. I'll also be at the Whistle Stop in San Diego on the 28th. I don't believe there are pre-sales for those tickets. You got to get tickets at the door.
Adam's at the Whistle Stop, the Whipping Boy, Chain Gang.
The Whistle Stop,
Bear Mountain. he's at Secrets and Whispers.
He's at Red Cox.
He's at the Dangerous Rainbow. He's at Barebacks.
The Dangerous Rainbow.
Did you hear that Epstein had a controlling stake in Secrets and Ocean City MD?
Shut up.
He did.
No, he didn't. He had no touch of any.
Don't say that.
Nothing,
don't besmirch the good name of Ocean City, Maryland.
It's true.
You take it back.
It was an allusion to all of the secrets that the global satanic pedophile cabal.
No, not a funny joke. Not a funny thing to joke about.
It's not.
Sorry.
Some things are off limits, man.
Some things are off
limits. And also, secrets is a pun.
We might come down
to
S-E-A-C-R-E-T-S.
I know, because it's next to the C, but it's also there's secrets.
You don't know.
You don't even know what a pun is.
You just realized it because you just
I knew that it was S-E-A.
You didn't know that.
Everyone knows it's S-E-A.
You've never been there, so how did you know?
I've been to Ocean City MD. Of course I've been to secrets.
You've been to secrets?
Yeah, it's got sand on the ground.
No shit, motherfucker. Everyone knows
it's
that.
It's the coolest bar in
You're
America.
You're fucking lying, and don't ever besmirch secrets again or I'll fuck you up.
I wasn't besmirching anything.
Yes, you did.
I think they should include like a parrot head theme at Gettysburg. I think that would be good for Gettysburg, is if they did reenactments, but there was also like a margarita feel to the whole thing. You know?
Uh-huh.
The Confederate soldiers have like Hawaiian shirts on.
Okay. Yeah, like a chiller version of the Civil War.
Yeah, and you get drunk.
The Civil War is so nasty, you know? It's like everyone's had trench foot or
you know
whatever
there's guys
called.
That show up to those enactments that are just blasting the N-word, and they're like, that's the way it was done.
It's history.
That is how they... This is all they cared about and talked about always back then.
I'm on the gray team.
Yeah.
Yes. I fucking love
okay,
history.
Okay, well, if you want to be that accurate, why are you wearing rollerblades? Because in South Africa, where I'm from, everyone does this. Don't make me break character! You're making me break character!
My dad would never do that.
You're frustrating me and making me break character! I'm supposed to be Stonewall Jackson, except I have rollerblades and a lightsaber.
What now, are those? What
well,
are those miniature
well,
rainbow flags?
Where got? Was I? I was wondering if anyone could massage General Jackson's body. I've become so faint from the war.
That would be funny if we showed up to. he shows up as Scarlett then, O'Hara.
He's just in a fat Stonewall Jackson wearing rollerblading gear.
My asshole could use a massage.
I just need these strong Southern gentlemen to massage my body.
Oh, I was thinking we could show.
Because I've become so very tired from rollerblading all around the battlefield.
No, do not besmirch his good name.
Wow! Now who's using the word besmirch?
Well, it's a member of my immediate family.
Okay, let's be very clear about the hierarchy of things that you can and can't joke about.
Secrets.
Secrets is number one at the top. In Ocean City, MD, and the culture of Maryland. Don't make us list
Maryland
the counties
beach
again.
Culture. You want to go back through those?
We'll
counties?
List those again.
I wonder how people like that.
They probably loved it. Who doesn't like to hear about Wicomico County? Who doesn't want to hear about Anne Arundel County, Queen Anne's, Calvert?
Can you
Charles.
Imagine how fat Anne Arundel must have been?
Nice fat
yeah,
pussy
that
on that
be
bitch.
A big bitch.
Yeah. Well, I volunteer at the library and I attend the Ren Fest every year. I post on r/wizardcats. It's a Harry Potter cat themed fucking something.
Mm-hmm.
And
my pussy is in Hufflepuff,
and I'm a big bitch myself. Myself, I'm a big bitch. If I had to describe myself, I would
self-identify
say
first
and
bitch.
Foremost, I'm a big bitch. It's a, instead of Big Bird, it's Big Bitch, and it's just some huge fat woman that sits in a nest next to the trash cans, just on Sesame Street.
Just a fat nude woman.
We're trying to figure out what triangles are, big bitch. Well, that's very nice, Elmo. Why don't you come over here and I'll explain them to
don't
you.
Don't go. She'll try to eat you, Elmo.
No, she's a benevolent
oh,
figure.
Oh, she's part of the.
Yeah, no, it's just Big Bird, except it's Big Bitch. It's just some huge bitch that has a nest.
So the nest, the bird theme is kept
it's
only through the nest.
Yes. And then it's a huge bitch that's got a big boa. A big boa on.
A feather boa, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is she nude?
Hey, big bitch.
Or what's she wearing? Like a cardigan?
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest with you. Whatever it takes. I know I can make it through. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. I was thinking about what if your balls had nipples on them?
Oh, okay. You could, like, pleasure them.
I saw your tweet about it.
It'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? You could feel little nipples on your nuts.
What's the point of a nipple? I guess to give milk.
Ooh, I never considered that.
But yeah, men have them, and they're, like, just extra appendages.
Yeah, well, it was for the 90s.
In the 90s, men got nipples?
Yeah, that was, like, a 90s thing.
Not before that?
No.
No.
That was like a cool thing is guys would get, you know, like their bleached tips and they had nipples. That was like the beginning of that metrosexual stuff.
Yes, that's a very metrosexual thing is to have little milkers.
Mm-hmm. I'm still metrosexual, dude. I
no,
wear
you're not.
Boot cut jeans, low Vs, extra low American Apparel Vs. I wear, what else? Ed Hardy type shit? Is that metrosexual? No, that's not.
Get Hardy and you can't do it?
Get Hardy.
Yeah, and you can't even.
I'd like to wear a Get Hardy t-shirt.
That's a t-shirt idea for you, Nick.
Your penis is not hard.
Yeah, dude, you should do a Get Hardy
Yeah, it's like t-shirts. A dragon that's like can't get hard.
Who's got a little limp cock?
I gotta figure it out. I might have to switch over to fulfillment for some things.
Over to what?
Fulfillment for some things with those shirts. I can't handle the order.
Yeah, that was a lot of work you did the other day.
Yeah, well, it was
the other week.
Entire week.
Yeah,
I got another 600 or so shirts coming. They were supposed to be here Friday or today, and they still haven't showed up. But it'll be another round of that, and then. What I want to try and do is get some kind of fulfillment going in Australia and the UK so you don't have to pay $15 shipping for all that shit.
Oh, damn. You know what, though? Fuck foreigners, dude. Fuck them.
No. I'm gonna take over them. France. I'm going to do a bunch of just Sweet Charlie parody shirts.
You're going to do a big, like, Osama bin Laden nose?
I'm going to bust into the French market with the most anti-Semitic, Muzzy fucking cartoons on shirts. What if Muzzy was anti-Semitic and it was a shirt?
Wait, who's Muzzy?
You learned French from, he was like a cartoon.
I thought you were saying, like, a slur for Muslim.
No.
No, Muzzy was like a French cartoon.
Interesting.
They'd sell the tapes on TV for people that wanted their kids to be gay.
You guys, wow! How many? So your parents bought 100 tapes?
Yeah, I was watching a lot of Muzzy growing up.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, what's the premise? He's like a big monster.
He's like a monster.
Yeah,
and he's friends with a lot of little kids.
Fuck him.
There's Madeline too. That was also the French.
I fuck with Madeline,
but that was in English. Like,
but she
the
was
cartoons,
French, yeah.
Yeah, but she was a French bitch.
I fucked the nun from Madeline.
You fucked none of the women in the
world?
You fucked no one?
None.
No, the nun.
You've never had sex.
From Madeline, the cartoon.
Before she took her vows? Or after?
She cheated on God with me, dude.
Damn.
I cucked God. Does that count as cucking God if you fuck nuns? Because don't nuns, isn't that the idea that they're
married
fuck
God? So then God will be fucking terrified of you, dude.
God is sitting on a chair with his arms folded looking sad while I fuck these nuns. There's got to be some hot nuns, dude.
There has to be a couple.
And if you catch them just right, you might be able to get head from them.
Are they allowed? They're allowed to leave.
Do you think
they
nuns
want.
Shave their pussies?
No.
Probably not, right?
I think they should bring back To Catch a Predator, but do it with, like, adult women rather than, like, children. So guys show up to a house, and then they're like, how dare you try to have sex with a woman? how dare you try to hit on a woman in the DMs?
Oh, you get To Catch a Predator for, like, flirting too hard.
Yes, for any type of
flirting sex. Online.
Yeah. Which should be, you know, that way we can cut down on people creeping in the DMs.
That is technically the definition of a predator these days,
yeah.
No?
Yeah. That'd be a fun show. This guy's being like, what the fuck? I didn't do anything wrong.
I asked her if she wanted to
be
go
like, wow,
see Midsommar with
wow,
me.
Wow, yikes. Just cranking Chris Hansen. Yikes for
yikes,
me, pal.
Fam.
That's a yikes for me.
We're going to get you screenshot in every city in America.
Yikes.
Big yikes.
Big fucking.
He tries to leave and there's just a bunch of fat women in the bushes that are yelling at him.
Yeah. Big bush. You too.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Damn.
Don't tell me how to get to Sesame Street. If you guys like underwear, I'll tell you what you can
really?
Do.
Really? Whoa.
Nice.
What do you mean, really?
Are we doing another one?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's been 40 minutes.
Hell yeah.
That's how it goes as you go.
That's how the cock cookie crumbles.
That's how the cookie sucks my penis. You go to Macwell.
Which hook cookies would you think would give the best head?
Thin Mints.
Why? No. Because the menthol in the mint?
Yeah. It's like a whore that's been smoking for...
Smoking Newport menthol.
Yeah. All right, let's get it over with. Some 110-pound woman. It's all knuckles and veins.
I would think it'd be a soft-baked
cookie.
There
you go, sweetheart.
Maybe something like a fucking like a Sausalito cookie.
You know, I didn't start off like this. I had a wife. Yeah, sure you did. Everybody did. I tried. I wanted things to go normal. They want to end up in a fucking motel paying for blowjobs.
Well, an oatmeal cream pie isn't technically a cookie, but it would definitely give good head.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
You can find out at MacWeldon.com. Who is Mack Weldon, you ask? Well, he was the first man to fuck
a cookie.
Every cookie. Because he initially wanted to start a cookie company.
Yeah.
But his wife was like, why have you ruined all your underwear?
With all these chocolate chips.
I thought you were cheating on me. Now I think you are cheating on me, and you're covering it up by fucking everything in the pantry. And that's why there's a bunch of cum and snickerdoodle all over your underwear.
That's right. And it smells so bad.
Yeah, and it smells bad. So you wanted to start a new company to make sure that all of your basics and beyond are smartly designed. And shopping for them is easy and convenient. Mm-hmm.
And you can fuck as many cookies as you want,
you
by the way.
You can fuck as many cookies as you want.
With this kind of underwear.
Basically, you can be the Otis Spunkmeyer of fucking cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a funny name for
a
cookie company. Otis Spunkmeyer. Yeah, he's like an old pimp that smells bad.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Who loves to cum.
Right.
Spunk means cum, right?
Yeah.
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 MacWeldon.com, as I went there and I got some underwear, and I tell you, it was so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
Ask me how easy it was.
How easy?
How
dude.
Easy?
It was so easy that I wanted to kill myself.
That's too easy. They should make it a little harder.
Mack Weldon's online shopping is so easy that you'll want to kill yourself the second you look. The second you look at your website, you're going to say,
This is too easy. We've reached perfection.
Yeah.
There's nothing more to live. Alexander wept, for there were no more worlds to suck off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, Mack Weldon.
And Adam wept, for there were no more men to suck off.
They let me in. They gave me the true story of what happened. Because they founded Mack Weldon because they wanted more out of the basics.
Yeah, dude. And I've been thinking about that.
I always think about the basics. And I always question myself, how could something so essential be a pain in the ass to buy?
Dude, I think about that every day that I am alive.
Every day, I think about my underwear and my massive collection of assault rifles I need in case Obama decides to try and come back. Just the basics, the essentials. And why is it such a hassle to purchase the two of them?
That's so true. Oh, a couple kids will get killed every 3 months? Who cares?
So Mack Weldon, they set out to create a simple website where you could get smartly designed underwear and assault rifles.
Yep.
With one
and AR-15s thing. With bump stocks.
Unfortunately, the guns didn't pan out. That they're still working on it, but rest assured, Mack Weldon is trying day and night to get untraceable AR-15 military-grade lowers 3D printed, delivered to you.
Mm-hmm. Plastic, so they go through airplanes.
You get through airplanes with them. You shoot down an airplane. Look, you want to kill the president, this is the website for you.
Listen, you want to get a gun through airport security to fly a plane into the new 9/11 mosque?
And tell you what, because they've tested all these underwears by filling them with guns and wearing them around, and it feels like you're wearing nothing at all.
Nothing.
The frustration was real, and our eureka moment happened. This is back to in the department store.
Well, it's not back to anything. This is just your chain of thought.
No, this is the true story.
Yeah.
They sent me a placemat. They pay, I mean, this is my personal opinion about the product.
My opinion as well.
But, yeah, they pay me in chili. So I'm handed, they'd say, put the underwear on, see if you spill a drop of chili on it. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon bib.
That you are.
And I've got...
It's covering your whole cock because it's so little.
My dick that is so big that it goes all the way up to my neck. And it's jammed into my stoma.
Yep.
That's why I have the stoma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was asking about that. What's that about?
It's,
I was wondering.
It's so I can put my penis in there.
So you just put a little hole in your throat?
Yeah.
To put your... Because your penis didn't quite reach your mouth?
And that's why things like underwear, it's always such a struggle for me to buy stuff, because I go into Macy's and I have my penis shoved into my stoma and I say, do you have underwear for people like me?
Mm-hmm.
And they say no. And that's why I went to MacWeldon.com. Because of the, here we go, the Eureka moment. It happened in a department store aisle full of brands that dominated our top drawer. Surrounded by a mind-numbing assortment of underwear and socks, we realized consistent fit and quality became a game of roulette. This sounds like Fight Club.
It is, dude. It's that there was, serious.
There was all this bullshit underwear, and I knew we had to do something. We had to blow up the banks and beat each other up in a basement.
Yeah, why did so
Fight Club... started from scratch and engineered their
what
own
was
fabric.
The message of Fight Club?
The underwear is nice. I got a pair. It does feel space-agey.
Yeah, they're it's award-winning.
I want a pair. Yeah. I mean, I have a pair.
Yeah, they have Mac Weldon has an award-winning mobile app.
I love
We made
love
sure the design P-Lab process apps. Was meticulous, so you can count on the fit being the same each time. We built a world-class customer service. Differences in the details, so they said... Yes, they're very nice underwear. I mean, I don't know the fuck about fabric, but it fits. They fit pretty well. They look good. Yeah, nice dick print and.
Oh, your cock sings in those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Call your cock Aretha Franklin because it's hitting the high notes and the low notes.
Yeah, you'll look like an athlete.
Pair of Mack Weldons.
Even though the rest of your body is dog shit, your rest of your fat, pathetic,
disgusting fucking.
You'll
doughy
be looking
physique.
At your nice underwear. Nobody will be thinking about your fucking tits.
Your love handles.
Your big disgusting tits. Anyways, Mack Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. I mean, we covered that. This seems like it, they sent me, sorry, it said there was new copy, but it seems like it's the fucking same as it.
Nah, all that shit about the department store?
I guess that, yeah, they hit, but they don't want me to read that. I don't know. That's well, what happened. Say, here's the backstory of the company. They didn't like what was offered, so they did their own thing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you could have fucking.
Well, they wanted
that.
You to write to read that thing about killing the president. That's for sure.
That is in there. That's in there. This must be said.
I think that's the new copy.
Mack Weldon be most comfortable underwear, sock shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants more than you ever wear. They have a line of silver underwear. You guys know about that. It's antimicrobial, which means it gets the stink out of your pink. And if you're not pink...
You're pink?
Well, maybe you should be... Why don't you get...
Good, come to the gyno.
Keep it moving, you know? We're not here for anybody other than our pink dick friends.
Well, I don't have a pink dick.
You don't have a dick at all.
I do have a dick.
He's got a Mediterranean
they
soul.
Have, my dick is olive-toned. And the head is a little
green.
Purplish.
It looks like an olive. No. It looks like a pimento. Well,
it's purple all, from the lack of oxygen that gets your dick out.
Yeah.
That's not the reason.
It looks like a little pimento poking out of an olive.
First of all, that's the wrong kind of olive.
No,
at
it's
least
the
give
right
me
kind.
A Kalamata
it's
olive.
The right kind of olive.
Fuck pimentos.
They want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it, and they will still refund you. No questions asked. Not only does Mack Weldon underwear, socks, and shirts look good, but they perform well, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the only pairs, this is true, the only pairs of underwear where you can actually use that slot that you pull your penis out of.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of guys, they do the penis pull challenge. They set up a, Mack Weldon set up a,
a booth, set up a booth trade, outside of a school.
They go to trade shows, and they say, put the underwear on. Or you can put on, you know, some
You're
other, the other, the other yeah. guy's brand.
I love
And we're all pulling
pull
our
penis.
Mm-hmm. And we all stand there. How does that feel? How does your cock through that hole feel?
Picture taken with a booth girl next to a Mitsubishi Eclipse. Now his Mack Weldon underwear, sock shirts look good to perform well too. It's good for working out, going to work, going on dates, blah, 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 blah.
So use promo code.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for the promo
Mr.
code.
Mr. Pussy.
I fucking change it all the time. Anyways, yes, it's very easy. You go online, you buy the fucking underwear that's great.
Oh, yeah.
It is good. It is legitimately good underwear. And here, okay, here we go. Here's the special offer only for our listeners.
I love that shit.
For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CUMTOWN20, that's CUMTOWN20 at checkout. And this is, sorry, this is not new copy. It's more technical information that just confuses me. It says there, I must include a clickable URL over the video. I don't know
what video.
I don't know.
There's
I think
no
this
video.
Is just, they just resent the generic, like, you know, sponsor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there's stuff in here that's. I thought this was there was specific stuff in here. that I needed. Look, you know the deal.
Come Town 20.
C-U-M-T-O-W-N 20. I don't think it's case sensitive, but just in case, do all caps for 20% off. And then if you don't like the underwear, they just refund you, and you get to keep the underwear.
It's a perfect crime.
There's nothing to lose. You can try it out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then you're probably going to, whatever you're wearing, you're going to throw out. If you're wearing
right
diapers.
In the trash.
I talked to a guy who's a first responder, listens to the show, and IED guy. His
he got IED.
His little Jeep was blown up in Iraq.
On 9/11?
Yep.
Oh.
And
his Wrangler.
And so he's chronically just pissing and shitting.
He was an Iraq first responder.
He came back over here, and his wife had to quit her job so she should clean up
his
all his
ass was leaking
was
all day.
She's pissing and shitting constantly while he's just
what
getting
a nightmare.
More Punisher tattoos on his limbs that still work. And he's been in diapers. And he went on to MacWeldon.com, and he got that pair of underwear, and he put them on, and instantly stopped
his legs. His
himself.
Legs grew back.
Yeah, his legs grew back, and he stopped pissing him, shitting himself. And Jennifer Garner is actually producing a movie about it now, because his when his
and she sucked his cock.
His
too.
Dick and balls actually said they met God.
Oh, when,
while they
oh.
weren't working, they met they Jesus.
Were, yep.
And his dick actually started talking, and it's the feel-good movie of the summer.
It's so... I saw an advanced screening.
Kevin Sorbo as the veteran and Jennifer Garner as his wife that's cleaning up his piss. Kevin Sorbo is covered in piss and shit in
yeah,
the opening
the whole,
scene.
Yep.
At first, we see him in Iraq, and he's just like, I'm just a 19-year-old kid. Yeah. He just wants to be a watch model. Once I get back, I want to pick up my dad's watch modeling business when mm-hmm. I get back.
Oh yes,
from this mission here in Somalia, mm-hmm. fighting child soldiers. And then he boom, bang, boom.
Yeah,
you know,
scary.
Then he rolled the truck rolls,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, oh, welfare check. Everybody, tower. Everybody, your dick good, your legs good. And Mike's like, my dick's good. Oscar Dick Michael, bravo, you know. And then
yeah.
Kevin Sorbo's like, oh God, my dick can't get hard, and I'm pooping.
So wait, where's his wrist blown off? His wrist blown off?
I don't know.
Does he want to be a watch model?
When does his dick meet God?
So he's in a, this is still the aftermath.
Okay.
And then he's flown back, he's dragged back
okay.
Behind the truck because the army had ran out of money at this mm-hmm. point. And so they drag him back to America, and he's just, his body is dangling, pissing and shitting itself.
Oh, no.
On the way. And he's just reading the Punisher comics on the way back home. So he's just waiting to meet his wife.
Yeah.
And he gets back to Jennifer Garner. He's like, oh, my God, what happened? And he's like, my dick died in Somalia. And then, so, you know, the piss and shit, and they're trying to.
Sure.
Get their life back together, and then
she's like, "I'm allergic to shit."
I'm allergic to shit, and
this
she's
is
like,
"Ruining our marriage."
I'm a Christian, so I can't get a divorce, but I might cheat on you with a different type of first responder, a fireman, maybe.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, "You know, I hate firemen. You know, I'm more of a police kind of guy." Anyways, he goes to MacWeldon.com
underwear,
and then. His dick comes back to life, and he's like, tell you what, folks, while I was up there, I met the big fella.
Oh.
They're like, honey, your dick can talk now? He's like, not only can I talk, I met Jesus.
Not only can I talk, but Jesus told me we should be banning Muslims.
No, I met Jesus. It's Joe Mackey is the dick. Kumail Nanjiani as Kevin Sorbo's dick.
I thought I met God.
That's not what he sounds like.
He sounds like that kind of.
Not really,
he's
man.
Got a little bit of...
I mean, yes, but...
Slight.
Something, I don't know. It used to be worse.
It did.
It got worse while he was in heaven.
Oh, his dick becomes it.
Now his dick is Pakistani.
He met the Pakistani God.
How did he deal with
and
that?
Then it turns out that Jesus was Muslim the entire time.
Oh, and then the guy kills himself.
And then the guy kills him.
And he goes to hell where Jesus
is. This summer. Do, 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 do,
do, do, do, do.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Kiss me. Let me see your little... ass dick, I wanna suck it off. I'm gay, so fuck me. Do 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 do. Yeah. That's the movie.
Piss me, piss in my ass and mouth. I'm gay. Yeah.
Damn, I had another good one, but I forgot it.
Yeah.
It was something about being gay again. But
I was laughing.
I'll admit
the other
it escapes
about,
me.
About going to see Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yep.
But then laughing in the theater like fucking Robert De Niro in Cape Fear.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just with a cigar. Everyone's trying to watch the movie. I'm like, ah! Hey! Hey! You know.
Yeah, that'd be
Nick funny. Nolte being like, hey, excuse me, do you mind?
They can't kick you out of a theater
just,
for
let's
laughing.
Let's just go to another movie. Counselor. Like, what's that guy's deal? I told him he shouldn't make fun of retarded kids 14 years ago. Now he's got a vendetta against me.
Damn, is that what Cape Fear's about?
Like yeah.
A guy just says a thing in a movie theater?
No, we talked about this. This is about a prosecutor.
That's so funny that you think. We literally talked about the movie last week, and then you think, damn, is that what it's about? A guy that says a thing in a theater?
I don't know. He could be crazy or something.
Yeah.
I don't fucking listen to it. Look, dude, in one ear, out the other, that's the best way to stay centered in this crazy life, dude.
In this crazy life.
In
La
this
Vida
crazy
Loca.
La Vida Loca, dude.
Yeah. La Vida Joker.
Sucking La Vida penis.
Oh, yeah. That should be a song on the new Joker soundtrack.
Living La Vida Loca.
Because he's
new
crazy.
Is Joker ever coming out?
I know, what the fuck?
I don't know, but I want to see it.
Of I course. Wish they would do like a Joker movie where his backstory is he's like he's either like a Green Beret or like a CIA Special Activities Division guy, you know, he gets back from Afghanistan. And then he becomes the Joker.
Yep.
So oh, because of the
I've seen people tweet that shit or say that he's clearly
A veteran,
and he was not only a veteran, but he would torture people. And they say that because he knows Batman's interrogation tactics, that he's a veteran.
So he can't be broken.
That waterboarded
Who's
people.
Who's that Jules Sugdikhanov guy?
Who?
On Twitter. Jules Suck...
Oh, yeah, that guy with the mustache?
Sugdikhanov.
Yeah,
that's his name.
Yes.
Jules Sugdikhanov.
That guy's... Yeah, I might be pronouncing it wrong, but he's like... Like, and I don't give a shit, but it, like, it's fucking like hating Antifa for fighting fascists is like hating the fire department for fighting fires, the something something for I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's
then
so
the last
stupid.
One, then the last one is Batman for fighting crime. And it's like, if Batman were real,
he is fascist.
He would be he's a fascist.
He's a millionaire that just decides who gets to...
Right. Antifa is legitimately breaking the law. They're going around, like, assaulting. And I'm not, like, pro, but in your world where Batman exists, he would absolutely be fucking...
Batman would hate Antifa.
He would be beating up Antifa.
And the Joker, or Bane...
Yeah.
I don't think I've said this on the show before.
Yeah.
But Bane would be like,
not only have you not said it on the show before, it's your original take.
It's my original
something
take.
That you deduced yourself.
It's something that I never read or
didn't
saw.
Didn't read in numerous
or
reviews.
Or heard someone say at a bus stop or a public venue.
Yeah.
I am Antifa, dude. I'm going to put on a fucking ninja outfit, and I'm going to fuck up. Some Proud Boys.
I just think that, like, that's not what fascists are.
But the Proud Boys are bad, right?
But they're just other poor people. Why don't they fuck up rich people? Why doesn't Antifa kill the Koch brothers?
Okay, that's true.
That's fascism.
I guess, but...
There's so much fascism around us. The Proud Boys are fucking dorks, dude. I mean, they probably...
I just think it is weird that people seem to...
I'm just saying the elites, if you want to think of it in a class... context, the elites want poor people to fight poor people so they can get away with doing whatever shit they want to do.
I don't even think it's that complicated. I mean, it's like people need... It gives them some kind of purpose in their lives.
Yeah, and it gives them community, too.
I think it's mostly...
Do you think
it's
like a bowling league?
Yeah.
The Antifa.
And the Proud Boys.
You have a mostly secular society with a bunch of people that never really needed to be truly atheists. They can always just have faith in fucking, you know, the system or whatever. And now that it's crumbling... They need some additional purpose in their lives, so they have to dress up like Ninja Turtles and beat each other up in the streets to pretend like there's some meaning or something that they can believe in or that they're doing something. When ultimately the net result of all this like Proud
it's
Boys
nothing.
And Antifa shit is absolutely
it's
zero.
It's nothing.
It cancels each other out. These are bored people fucking macing each other.
Feeling like they're doing something.
For nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't convince anyone of anything. And then supporting it on social media becomes a similar act of like meaningless show.
It's even more meaningless.
Yeah. You know what does work is BDS.
Or shooting a congressman at baseball practice.
Or, yeah, or that.
BDS, you just not buying seltzer?
No, BDS.
You don't buy Soda Streams. You can still buy LaCroix because yeah. those are made in Hebron.
I didn't even watch the video. I just saw some still of Bill Maher with him having a temper tantrum.
Oh, my
about
God.
BDS.
What a fucking idiot.
There's a really good Dershowitz video, which is like a BDS explainer that just dropped. That's very funny.
Really?
And it's like, my man also fucks kids.
Salute Dershowitz.
In the current context,
the
it makes
Teflon
it even funnier.
Don.
Yeah. Did you see the videos where he's like, I got a massage. I don't enjoy massages personally, but I got one. My underwear stayed on. I've had sex with one woman since I was married. One woman. I don't even like massages.
Just lying so Jewishly.
I don't like the hands and the touching, but I did it. My underpants were on.
I didn't
want
to be rude to my friend Jeffrey.
I kept my panties on.
Down a massage.
And what kind of underpants were they? It was a banana hammock thong. A men's style. A normal style that kept my penis in.
Dershowitz is a lawyer? What's he? What is his thing?
He's a lawyer and a professor of law.
That guy's a lawyer?
He was O'Shea's lawyer.
Really?
Yeah.
He was on the team?
He was on the fucking dream
team.
Johnny
Cochran was the... He was
Johnny
he was,
Cochran was the Flash. See?
Yeah,
he was
Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Bob Shapiro thought he was, and then we all saw the show.
I didn't actually see the whole.
It's a great show. You should watch it.
I watched most of it.
Or
I watched the first two episodes. Ross is Rob Kardashian. Or
yes.
What's his name? Not Rob.
Yeah, yeah, Robert Kardashian.
Oh, he's named that. His son
I think
is
he's named after his father. Yeah.
Ross crushes it, dude.
Ross really killed it.
He's perfect for that guy. Are they making another one of those?
Yeah.
They should. About something.
Well, they made another one about Gianni Versace. That was
same
the
people?
Season. Yeah. American Crime Story or whatever. Which was also pretty good.
I saw one random episode of that.
Yeah. I kind of want to see The Irishman.
When,
me too.
When
dude.
Does that come out? I feel
I
like
know.
I've been
I
hearing
just,
about that movie for 7 years.
I trust Scorsese.
Dude, I do too. He kills.
Did you guys see the Tarantino movie yet?
I did.
Nick?
I did.
Which one?
The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I'm asking if you saw Pulp Fiction.
Land Before Time?
Yeah, have you seen Land Before Time 3?
Yeah. That's the one with the earth shake, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That movie's gay, dude. It's fucking gay. Now that I think about it, I'm fucking gay. Little gay ass dinosaurs. They think they're fucking tough.
Yep. Yeah, they're not tough.
Talk to them. Talk to the people, man.
Nah.
Fuck that shit.
Miss me with that shit, dude.
Miss me with that fucking bullshit.
Gay ass shit, dude. I only watch cool stuff.
Like what?
Like Die Hard, like tough movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nah. People are talking about fucking Lion Kings. Nah.
No, dude.
Nah.
I'm going to watch Lions.
Nah, I'll be watching fucking some rated R stuff.
I'm going to be watching rated R stuff.
Yeah, I'm watching.
I'm going to Interview with a Vampire.
Fucking Nell.
Nell?
Some rated R movies.
Some rated R Nell. Movies.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see some rated R stuff, dude.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some other stuff such as...
Money Train.
Yep. Maybe some really badass PG-13 movies.
Yeah, that's just the kind of thing I go see
every once in a while. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's
like Austin
talking
Powers
about, you know,
yeah where they cuss twice.
Right.
They say shit twice.
You're allowed to say fuck one time.
Yeah. I just overhear somebody at a coffee shop say Cars 3. I'm like, no, I've never seen that. No, I don't even. Just spilling coffee.
What even is that?
Shut up.
Is that a movie?
Shut up. Shut it. Just shut up.
Shut up.
I'm not gay.
Oh, fuck. I am not gay. Stop talking about Cars 3.
Shut up. I'm not gay.
Miss me with
that gay shit. I don't want to see gay things like that. I've never even wanted to see it. I was watching.
I haven't seen it, and I've never even wanted
to see that. I wanted to go see U.S. Marshals.
I love that movie.
Yeah. The fucking sequel to
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
Yeah, but with Wesley, dude.
The Fugitive was a good movie, man.
Yeah, it was sick, dude. He jumps off that thing.
Shit rocked.
I didn't fuck my wife. I don't care.
Tommy Lee, man, that man.
I saw a Chinese guy that looked exactly like Tommy Lee.
No, you did not.
You can ask Amber. We rode there. We saw him. I said, look, it's Tommy Jones Lee.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Quick.
Mm-hmm. Where did you see him?
I still got it. In Chinatown.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he came out and he had that this expression.
Uh-huh. Bemusement?
No, that pained... You know, you've been staring at the sun in hill country for 900 years. Look,
a squint.
Yeah.
Was The Fugitive his first, big ass thing?
Tommy Lee Jones?
Like, no. I can't imagine him being young.
No, yeah, he was in a bunch of shit.
As a young man?
He's been acting since, the fucking early 80s, I think.
Hmm.
Let's see. Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Sucks Bones.
Yeah, because The Fugitive, what was that, 1995?
But I feel like that must have cracked him or some
93.
Shit.
93.
I mean, I could be totally wrong.
He got an Academy Award for The Fugitive.
So definitely that was just, that probably took him to the next level.
Well, let me see what his breakthrough role was.
It was tight in Japan, seeing him on all those billboards.
Was he in billboards?
Yeah, everywhere, dude. He got a bag.
For what?
For being a coffee spokesman.
Was it coffee?
I think it was coffee. Yeah,
that's tight.
That'd
Can
be
we get
sick.
A big ass endorsement deal in like
yeah, just
Korea?
Get paid fat. Have a little Lost in Translation week again.
Mm-hmm.
I would love
Sucked
it.
In Translation, more like it.
It's Suntory time. I love that shit. Should we go to the show? We gotta go, guys.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, as always, check out cum.town to see if
what
the
was his big role though.
Yeah,
what was his first?
It's just listing things.
All right. Well, yeah. Go to Come Downtown. See me and Adam on tour.
29th Lodge Room, late show, 9:30.
See you in the Bay.
See you stop in the Bay. Hopefully, I'll be there soon.
And suck me next weekend.
All right. Good evening.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.